On this Sunday, we begin a new round of our outreach collections, new for this year, not new in terms of the outreach collections themselves. The past 3 or 4 years now, we've been one of the member organizations of the Granite States Organizing Project. And the last 3 years, we've had their lead organizer, Chuck Hotchkiss, who had come and told us a little about the organization and what it was doing. Chuck has moved on to become a professor teaching community organization and community development at an area college. So pleased to welcome a member of our sister congregation in Milford, the Unitarian Universalist congregation in Milford. Ruth Levine is the president of the board of the Granite State Organizing Project. She's going to speak to us for a few moments on this organization, what it does, and thank us for our ongoing support. Ruth, good to have you here today. Come on.
Thank you. It's very, very nice to be with all of you this morning and to enjoy your service as we welcome new members. Granite State Organizing Project is made up of 28 sponsoring organizations. We're all dues-paying organizations. We're very active in the Nashua area, the Manchester area, and in the Sauhegan Valley. Manchester and Nashua are working on the dropout rate, trying to reduce the number of dropouts we have in our school system. In the Sauhegan Valley, we're looking at access to health care and have narrowed this down to transportation and doing some interesting work. When I think that Granite State Organizing Project is only 4 years old, I'm impressed as I look back and see what we've been able to accomplish. We chose our issues based on listening campaigns that we did in our member organizations, and including the schooling that we're working on in healthcare. We also selected housing and jobs, fair wage jobs. More than just providing service and more than just advocacy, Granite State Organizing Project seeks community change that is enduring and sustainable. We're very pleased that Reverend Steve Eddington has accepted a nomination as first vice president. And we'll have our annual convention this afternoon in Manchester at 2:30 to 4:30 at McDonald Hall in St. Anne's Church. And hope that some of you can come. Love to have you there. The doors will open at 2. The meeting will start promptly at 2:30 and go through till 4:30. What's wonderful about GSOC, what I've really, really enjoyed, is that it's an opportunity to do some interfaith work, as well as to work with other value-based organizations, such as the NAACP, the Manufactured Homeowners and Tenants Association, MODA, several unions, the American Friends Service Committee, and many, many other groups. One of the important pieces of Granite State Organizing Project is relationship building. I'm pleased to be able to work in several other social justice organizations in the state. And they're always very impressed with the work that GSOC does. And I think it's because of this relationship building piece. When we work on an issue, sometimes you can get a group of people to be very enthusiastic and really work very hard for a while on a specific issue. But then when you have achieved it or when you've gotten to the end of your effort, people sort of disband. But GSOC doesn't work that way. The people have relationships with one another, so they want to stay together. I think the thing that binds us mostly is the fact that we care about the quality of life in our communities, and this is an ongoing thing. Also, I think that when you think about the question, you know, who is your neighbor? You use our often thought to think about this. It certainly has expanded my idea of who my neighbor is, getting to know people in other congregations and in other communities across the state. has expanded my ideas of who my neighbor is, and also has helped me to care about these neighbors and the circumstances they're in, and to be willing to stand and work with them. We're also under the umbrella of the Intervalley Project, which is New England-wide. There are organizations in Massachusetts, in Rhode Island, Connecticut, in Maine, and also one in the Upper Valley that reaches between Vermont and New Hampshire. And all of these organizations are working together. The resources of the Intervalley Project make it possible for grants to be applied for that are used for the entire network of organizations. And it also helps us to work on some of the federal issues that we're concerned about. The federal budget as a moral document has been very important to all of us, and we put a lot of energy into that as well. This afternoon at our annual convention, we will be also considering a lead paint poisoning as an affordable housing issue. We will take this issue on only if we get some leadership to work on it. So if you have an interest in working on this, please let me know or let Steve know. We'll also be endorsing the second presidential primary action, which will occur in the fall of 07. And this is where we have an opportunity to ask the presidential candidates questions based on our issues, and possibly begin to set the agenda for what kinds of issues will be talked about during the presidential primary. We'll also be deciding, hopefully, to support each other in a mutual way. The chapters have been very active on their own issues more recently. And as the political scene is evolving and the leadership is going to be determined, there'll be times when we'll want to ask Nashua people to support perhaps the South Eagan Valley, or with Manchester, and talking to state officials on some of the issues that we're concerned about. And we'll also hopefully be endorsing a series of house meetings or roundtables around either our issues, or there'll be opportunities to listen to the concerns that people have about their communities. And this will be a wonderful way to bridge into the welcoming of our new organizer, Sarah Jane Canoy. She comes to us from Chicago with a lot of really excellent skills in organizing, and she will be joining us in the middle of January. So please come this afternoon, and we all greatly appreciate the support that this church has given a Granite State Organizing Project through the years, and we thank all of you for that.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you for being here. To continue our support of the work of the Granite State Organizing Project, let us receive our outreach collection for the morning.